Hi, I'm Abby.
And I'm Amy.
And this is the AA meeting. Woo-hoo!
We're back again.
Back at it again with the white vans.
Oh my goodness.
Stussy man.
Was that a
vine? Damn, Daniel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely. How are you, Abby?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Welcome to today's episode.
How are you? That was to you guys.
How are you guys? Are you good?
What's up? Tell us. Wait for them to tell us. Oh, that's nice.
I hope they said, yeah, I'm good. Imagine if they're like, my cat died, and we're like, that's nice.
Just keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got lots of fun things ahead.
As always.
I don't really have anything else to say.
We really need to get better at these, like, pre-intro things.
Yeah, but sometimes I feel like we strike gold. We just sit here and talk crap and it works.
Yeah, and then we forget to roll the intro.
Yeah, and then some weeks it's like this where we're like...
I think we're anyway. Doing well.
I think so too. Positive vibes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, how's your morning been? I'm trying something different here.
Yeah, it was all right. I had a nice coffee. Like, you know when coffee just really hits the spot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that happened to me today.
Oh, cool.
How was your morning?
It was pretty good. I had a nice coffee as well.
I love that for you.
Yeah. My feet are cold.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm hot. I'm like sweating, but my toes
hurt. Yeah, my insides are like shaking from the coffee, but my extremities are really cold.
Mm. Bizarre.
Anyway, don't know if that worked or not. I hope they enjoyed that.
Shall we get into it?
Yeah.
Let's
roll the intro. It's like a roller coaster.
Welcome to my f***ed up home. I'm Lil Shorty, these my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics, let's go.
Abby, how was your week?
It was good. How was your week?
It was good. I thought you were going to elaborate. That's all right.
No, we had a pretty crazy weekend.
Yeah. Another, more lockdown. It just keeps going.
Yeah, never ending.
Never ending lockdown. But we did have a fun weekend.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us about it, Abby?
Yeah. We went to a music festival.
Except we didn't because we're in lockdown.
So a virtual music festival.
Yes.
So long story short, we're supposed to have a really big party.
Yeah.
But Gladdy mother butter chicken wouldn't let us have a party. No. So... we just watched Virtual Splendor in the Grass.
We did talk about home. It last week. Yeah. So if you're lost and you didn't watch last week's episode, let me explain for a second. Splendor in the Grass is a music festival in Australia that we go to every year. And mm-hmm. It's so fun. It's this big 3-day music festival.
Bender.
And it was supposed to be, if COVID didn't exist, it would have been on over the weekend.
Yes.
This is the second year in a row that they've had to...
Postpone it.
But yeah, they still have our money for last year's tickets. But anyway, so this year they decided to have an online, like a virtual music festival. So basically we bought a ticket. It was like $30.
Yeah.
And they got all of the acts to like film their set and then they played it as if we were at the festival and they had like a little virtual stage and whatever and it looked like we were there except it was actually on our TV and we were in our living room.
Yeah. It's a good idea.
It was a good idea. I think like... obviously, it's the first time they've done it, so there's still some issues still, I think, that they need to, to work out.
To iron out.
Yeah. But it was, like, it was good for their first attempt. I think it was a really...
yeah.
I think a lot of people had technical issues. We didn't.
Yeah, no, we were all right. But I think it would have been even funner if we could have it as what we planned, which was, like, a bender party weekend.
Yeah, so we were going to have, like, a big house party and have all our friends over and have, like, a mini music festival in our backyard.
Yeah, and then have people sleep over and then do – because it was a weekend thing and do it the same thing the next day. But that's right. We still dressed up. Mm-hmm. We had fun.
Mm-hmm.
Something interesting happened on the
Too
last
much
night.
Fun.
So –
if you keep up with us on our socials, then you already know about this.
Yeah. We'll insert a video here if you're watching. But pretty much we were just having a bit of a boogie, mm-hmm. just being, you know, weird and whatever. And the TV just falls off the table, completely smashes.
Yeah. So the TV in our living room was just, I mean, we kind of set ourselves up for it. It was just leaning against the wall, which is
been for years.
Yeah. I don't know how this hasn't happened earlier, but basically Abby and I were dancing in the living room and the TV fell forward and it smashed.
Really badly smashed.
Yeah, like there's no coming back.
It's we not like just it. Like smashed on the screen.
No.
It's like the acid stuff inside is like leaking and oh, it's terrible.
Is it safe to have
I think we need there? To move it. Like I think we should put it downstairs in the dungeon.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, it's fully
broken. I think that it wasn't from us. I'm bringing back the Susan saga.
Susan's back.
From episode 2, I think, was the Susan saga really or something like that. Because if it were to fall from us jumping, it would have, the bottom of it would have slid forward and then fell on its back.
Mm.
The whole TV just tipped forward. It was like someone grabbed the corner and just yeeted it forward. Yeah.
And it was leaning back against the wall. So it's come all the way forward,
Fell forward.
And crashed on the floor.
So I'm convinced it was Susan. She's followed us from our old house to our new house.
Yeah, she really does hate when we have fun without her.
I think that's what it is. I honestly think it was her. And like, because it wasn't me. It looks like it was me in the video, but I didn't touch it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird, hey?
Yeah.
Anyway, we don't have a TV now. Well, Abby had a little TV in her room that we've brought out for the meantime. So the party continued and we still finished Splendy on the little TV.
Yeah, but
but right now we don't have a television. Not that we don't really use it that often anyway.
No, we mainly just we plug our laptop into it.
Yeah. I think the only thing I've watched on this TV in this house is we all watched High School Musical, the musical, the series together, and one episode of Batchy.
Yeah.
There will be more, but we haven't caught up yet.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not a huge loss. It's just a funny story.
And Dave and Kaz, it wasn't my fault. Please don't hate me.
No, it's no one's fault. And like, we had that TV for so long. It was bound to happen. Not like that, but like, I'm surprised it lasted this long.
I'm surprised we didn't smash it earlier, especially in the old house.
Yeah, and the number of parties and stuff we had in that house. Mm-hmm. Like how, I don't know, very bizarre.
How bizarre. Anyway, so we can't watch the Olympics.
Nice segue.
Yeah, not that we're watching it anyway.
No,
I'm kind of watching it on TikTok.
Yeah, people have posted it on, like, Instagram and stuff. I've seen it.
But here's the thing. I feel so weird about the Olympians being on TikTok. So I know that you haven't, like, you say that you don't watch TikTok that much. But the, like, Olympians are, like, posting TikToks.
Oh.
Because, like, a lot of them are our age.
Yeah.
And I just feel really weird about it.
That is kind of
And
bizarre.
Some of the videos are so, like, I'm just like,
what do you mean?
Wow.
Like BTS stuff?
Yeah, stuff like that. But then also they're doing like the trends.
Oh.
Like, I don't know if they're doing the dances, but like, you know, the funny like meme trends where there's like, I don't know, a voiceover and they're like, well, like they're doing that kind of stuff. And I just feel so, it makes me feel so weird. I'm like, you shouldn't be on this. Like, you're supposed to be professional. Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
That's strange. Yeah, we haven't really watched any of the Olympics.
No, I've seen like Simone Biles on TikTok and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the skating on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. But, and then there's that swimmer that broke the world record. And did you see
the video
coach? Of the coach?
Yes.
That actually made me emotional. It was beautiful.
Oh my God. He's a meme now. Yeah. And they're like, oh my God. All the captions are like, this is what a girl wants when like they say they want like a supportive boyfriend or something like that.
Oh, it was so sweet. He was so, if you don't know what we're talking about, this Australian swimmer broke a world record. And
the 400 meter freestyle.
Yeah. And there's this video of her coach going off like he's so excited. I've never seen anyone so,
when he grabs the railing he's like yes.
And there's like the volunteer behind him and she's like, oh, excuse please stop.
Have you seen the skating video? This one skater, he's like, he like goes up on the ramp thing and then he like jumps down, his board goes out from underneath him and he falls, but he falls with his like legs open on his belly and then slides.
Oh, no.
And like one of the like rail things like goes in between his legs and he's like gong.
Oh, at the Olympics.
Look it up right now. You have to look it.
No, I don't want to laugh because this person has trained their whole life to go to the Olympics and they've just
embarrassed himself and he tries to play it off. He plays it off really well, but like, oh, you can tell that hurt.
What sport was it?
Skating.
Olympic. Oh!
And he plays it off.
He's getting up.
Yeah.
Oh. Angelo cannot have babies ever.
It's so unfortunate. That would hurt. And at the Olympics, everyone saw it.
Oh, no. I feel bad for it. That's something you don't ever live down. Oh, my God. Angelo, if you're watching, I hope you've recovered.
Yeah, geez.
That's terrible.
Anyway, I also wanted to talk about, like, you know, they've kind of gone viral, like the Olympic beds. Have you seen them?
Yeah, they're made of cardboard or something. Yeah. I did hear about
it. I'm doing air quotes, environmentally friendly.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so they don't, like...
Yeah, fraternize.
Yeah. Because you know what's funny is, like, the Olympics is just known for being, like, for lack of a better word, like... like...
Okay, one, that's very graphic, and two, no.
Really?
No?
Yeah, it fully, like, is. Because when you think about it, these, like, athletes are in their prime of, like, their athletic ability, like, their bodies, like, their endurance, like, and they're all so, like, jacked, you know? And there's all hot people from all around the world who are the best at whatever they do.
Yeah, true.
Even, like, in the, I think it was London and stuff, they were, like, they had, like, bowls of, like, condoms and stuff.
What, so in Tokyo they've been, like, we're putting you on cardboard beds and giving you no protection so yeah, you won't do it.
The pandemic.
Of course.
Yes. Yeah. So imagine, like, knowing all this stuff about the Olympics and then you go and, like, you're on a cardboard bed.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they go for that.
No, I know, but like...
If you're an Olympian, I'm sure you can get plenty of action whenever you want.
But like, it's just a known thing, you know?
Right, I didn't know that. I don't really spend time talking to Olympians, so... There you go.
How crazy.
That is crazy. The COVID thing makes sense. I thought, like, is there a rule against it generally? I guess not if they...
I've seen so many TikToks about the Olympians... being like, this is a day in my life at the Olympics, blah, blah, blah. And they have to get tested, like, every day. And they have to do so much, like, sanitization. And then they can't even really, like, socialize with people from outside of their, like, country. That's because terrible. They're literally in these, like, plastic globe things to eat. They only have 10 minutes to eat. And they have to, like, sanitize this and blah, 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 because they can't spread anything, you know. Imagine if there was an outbreak in the Olympic Village, and then when they all went home, they then spread it. Oh, that would be terrible.
Yeah, but it would just suck. Like, they've trained their whole life to go to the Olympics, and they don't really get the full experience. I know. Anyway, I'm still thinking about poor Angelo. So if you don't know what we're talking about, you need to.
And then, like, I like watching the gymnastics. I love gymnastics, but, like, the fails are so funny.
Yeah.
Where they, like, do a flip and just land on their face.
Yeah. Oh, but I just feel bad for, like, because they've worked so hard, you know, and you can.
I know that everyone makes mistakes. Like, they're not perfect.
But the Olympics is not the time for mistakes. That's the time for perfection.
True.
Anyway, speaking of Olympics.
Yeah.
We thought we'd, because we're so close to being Olympians.
Yeah.
Pretty, like, look at us. We're in our prime too. We wanted to talk about what would we win a gold medal for at the Olympics?
Yeah. So, like, yeah, if they... Yeah.
If they gave gold medals out for everything, because...
Well, no, well, like, for sport.
Oh, okay. You want to pick it?
Yeah, but not like soccer, but I mean, like, if this was considered a sport, we would have an Olympic gold medal on it.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. All right. Well, what's your first one, Abby?
First gold medal. I think it's kind of obvious. I mean, look at me. I'm basically an athlete. taking vodka shots.
Ah, yes. You are pretty good at that.
Specifically vodka shots.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I can just down them.
Yeah.
Even though it does remind me of some terrible memories in my past.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm not wearing a necklace. I think that I would bring home the gold for Australia.
I think you probably
smashing
could.
Out vodka shots.
I believe you.
What about you?
Well, this is kind of a shared gold medal. Like, I think they'd have to, it'd be like a team sport.
Oh, okay. Like a relay kind of a thing? Or a synchronized.
Yeah,
how
that
good
kind of
is the synchronized diving?
Yes. I saw this one of these two boys.
Yeah, and one of his names is Matt Lee. Anyway, sorry.
I love him. Like, if this was a team sport, I think we'd have it in the bag. I think the AA meeting would win the gold medal for most hate on TikTok. Maybe not most hate, but yeah. like
just
we're good at getting hate.
We're good at getting hate, but no, it's not like creative hate. No. It's just like straight to the point, shut the fuck up.
There was a really funny one the other day. What was it? What the fuck is this shit? That was it.
And like shittest podcast.
Yeah. I love the ones that's like they share one brain cell between the two of them. Like those ones I'm like, yeah, it's fair.
Yeah. That's a good one.
What's your next one?
I'd win a gold medal for overthinking.
Oh, nice. I'd probably take the silver, I think. Okay.
I'd probably be a pretty close race.
Yeah. You know what I reckon you could win a gold medal for, Abby?
What?
Breaking TVs. Kidding, I'm kidding, I'm kidding.
I didn't break it! You know what you could win a gold medal for?
What?
Breaking coffee mug jars.
Yeah, that's fair. I thought you were going to say, be a bitch. Hey! We don't talk about that on the podcast.
Okay. What's your next one?
This is kind of mean to myself, but whatever. Everyone else says it, so everyone's going to agree with me. I could win the gold medal for saving leftovers on my shirt. Saving it for Ron.
Yeah, if you don't know Amy, she wears her food better than eating it.
I just get so excited about eating that it goes everywhere. I don't know. So I'd win the gold medal for that, I think.
Oh, okay.
What's your next one?
Procrastinating, but then procrastinating specifically working out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like in the morning, I'll wake up and I'll put on my like workout gear, even my shoes. And I'm like, I'm going to do it. And then I'll like stand in the kitchen for like an hour. Then I'll like go on TikTok and like, you know.
It does happen eventually,
though. Yeah, eventually. But like it's just the procrastination of it.
It's getting yourself out there.
Yeah.
I think I could probably win the gold medal for always being the drunkest, the quickest. Out of our group of friends.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because I just feel like I'm never the drunkest of the whole night. Well, sometimes I am. Sometimes I'm the one who's being sick. But, like, I always am drunk first because it just doesn't take me very long.
Yeah.
Very much.
Yeah. I think you got that one in the bag.
I think so too.
Yeah. I think we'd do Australia proud. Nah.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I think I'd do my parents proud.
Me too. My future kids are probably like so proud of me as well. You know?
Do you reckon, you know what I was thinking the other day?
What?
Our kids could watch or listen to these one day, these episodes.
You're like, our kids are just out there right now, like listening. We don't even know it.
No, definitely not. No, but like in 10, 15, however many years.
Oh, they'd age bracket a little bit longer than that, please.
Because also they'll have to be old enough for it to be appropriate.
Yeah.
In like 20, 25 50. Years, 50 years,
yeah.
Our kids could watch back and listen to these as long as like the internet doesn't crash. I hope
my
kids
think I'm cool. Well, you know, like everyone would understand. Like when you're in your like young teens.
Mm.
You go through a stage of like, oh, my parents are just so embarrassing, you know? Everyone goes through that. I went through that. Mm. Like, I'm sure even my parents went through that with their parents.
Yeah.
Of just everything they do is just so embarrassing. Just don't do, oh, no, 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 please stop, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, whenever my parents do anything, I'm like, oh, my gosh, they're so cool, you know, now? Even things that would embarrass the shit out of me and probably still should embarrass the shit out of me. I love it. Like, I egg it on. Like, I just, oh, because I'm proud of them.
Yeah.
You probably feel the same way.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got onto that, but.
Okay, we're going to take a little turn. Pivot, if you will.
Pivot!
look
at the sound wave.
That's so, a big one.
So sorry for your ears, guys.
Do you usually, when you edit, do you usually turn down the bits that are really...
God, no.
Okay.
If it's really bad, like if we're screaming, I'll turn it down a tiny little bit. But other than that, I think it's funny. I'm like, they're going to be like, ah, oh, my ears.
Okay, well...
Why do you turn it down?
Yes.
Oh.
Not like you can still hear what's happening, but just so it's not as like aggressive.
Right.
Anyway, so...
Speaking of the Olympics, right?
It is on right now.
Yeah. Athletes take a lot of time to care for their body, right?
Okay.
So yes. They also probably take a lot of time to care for their below the belt grooming their decisions.
Bush. Yeah.
Their bush. The crown jewels. The gold medal.
The gold medal. Right? Nice.
So what are they doing to try and, you know, cater for these needs?
I think there's only one answer.
What is it?
I would like to announce the fact that today's episode is in partnership with
Manscaped. So you're a Olympic diver.
Okay.
Yeah. And you are doing all these flips and turns and your legs are open and closed. And oh my gosh, what's going on? How are you going to
keep clean down there?
Yeah.
You can't have a hairy bush when you're diving off that. That I'm sure they'd take points off for a hairy bush. I'm sure they would.
Disqualified. It
probably affects the aerodynamics.
Probably. Because they've got to shave their legs and stuff, yeah. You know. So what are they using?
So Manscaped has actually just come out with their brand new Performance Package 4.0.
Yes. You thought that 3.0 was good,
we
ladies and gentlemen.
We thought the 3.0 was
get
suave.
Get onto the 4.0.
The 4.0. So the 4.0 consists of the new Lawnmower 4.0. Let me just open this up. You can have a look. This thing is futuristic looking. Look at it. Isn't
it
fancy?
Like the freaking Batmobile.
It does.
It's so high tech.
Guys.
So it's got a great ceramic blade and thanks to their advanced skin safe technology.
Yes. It also still comes with the LED light, but now you have the option to switch the light on and off so you can get the perfect shave.
Exactly. It's also waterproof.
Uh-huh.
With a 7,000 RPM motor.
That is fancy stuff. It also has a multifunction on-off switch that can engage a travel lock. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to rip your other stuff to pieces when you're traveling across the globe.
Oh, very nice. Talk about a world-class dismount off that beam, ladies and gentlemen.
I do love me some Olympic banter.
Straight into post-quarantine.
Nice. Right? Except not for us because we're still in lockdown.
Yeah, exactly. This package is perfect for your peak performance in whatever sport that you do.
Mm-hmm.
So how can they get this package?
If you head to www.manscaped.com, you can use our code AAMeeting for 20% off and free shipping.
Yes, that's 20% off and free shipping.
That is a good deal.
Yeah. Also, in the Performance Package 4.0, you have the Weed Whacker, which is the ear and nose trimmer.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Crop Reviver.
Crop Preserver. We've shown you those before.
Yeah, ball deodorant, ball toner.
Mm-hmm.
You have this lovely newspaper that you can actually freaking read.
If you want to.
It's the hair trimmings, clippings thing.
Uh-huh. It comes with a free gift, this travel bag.
Yes.
Suave, love it. I actually use mine all the time.
Yes.
This is Abby sitting here because mine has other things.
I had to empty mine. And it also comes with a free pair of knickers.
Knickers! I don't think boys call them knickers.
What are they called?
Boxer briefs.
I don't like that. I like knickers. Let's call them knickers. Also, they have a lot of stuff on their website, guys. Mm. Like, not just for guys, like guys and girls. They have this really cool, it's called the Shears 2.0 that they've just come out with, which is insane. I'm going to be buying everyone I know this.
Yeah, it's so good.
For presents, for Father's Day, Mother's Day, Christmas, birthdays, anniversaries.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this really suave looking.
Suave.
What is it? Like a little case.
Yeah.
That includes.
It's got a pair of tweezers, nail clippers. This is the little scissor trimmer thing. What are they called? Just trimmers?
Grooming scissors.
Grooming scissors and a nail file.
Yeah.
Everything you need in the one place.
Yeah.
Which is good because I feel like I ask you guys where my nail scissors are once a week.
Yeah, we all share the same tweezers.
That is gross.
And so it's really nice to have our own little set. And yes. I'm literally going to be buying that for everyone. I think that's such a good gift.
Agreed. There's heaps of other stuff on their website too.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have
merch.
Seen us in the t-shirts. Yeah. So if you use our code AAMeeting at checkout at www.manscaped.com, what will you get?
For 20% off and free shipping.
That is a good deal. Don't miss it.
And all the Olympians are using it. So if you want to feel like an Olympian.
They're using our code specifically.
Yeah.
We can't
get onto it, guys.
Yes. Maybe if you use Manscaped, you can be an Olympian too.
Yeah.
Just like us.
Bring us home that gold medal.
Uh-huh. For clean, shaven
bits. Balls. Not just balls.
Why? Sorry. Balls. Not just balls.
But it's it's not just balls.
No, you can shave anything.
You can shave an eyebrow slit.
Don't do that.
You could shave your head with it. Have your own little Britney moment.
Britney's sensitive right now. That's not
sorry. But yeah, if you want to bring home the gold.
Mm-hmm. www.manscaped.com. Check it out.
Yeah, shave your pubes.
Shave your pubes. Thanks, Manscaped.
Thanks, Manscaped.
What's next?
We're pivoting.
We're pivoting.
So I wanted to play kind of a little game.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen this like on the internet, on mm-hmm. the interweb,
mm-hmm.
As young kids like to call it. And it's talking about, is he hot or is he just
blank
something? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have an example to
yeah.
kick it off?
Is he hot or is he just tall?
Good one.
Yeah.
Is he hot or is he just funny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good one.
Thanks.
Funny boys are dangerous.
Yeah, agreed.
Have you seen that meme where it's like, yeah, funny boys are really dangerous because you're laughing and then you're naked.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, what's your next one?
Is he hot or is he just emotionally unavailable?
Yeah, good one.
Yeah.
Okay, this is going to be really controversial, so forgive me,
mm-hmm.
but is he hot or is he just Harry Styles? Now listen, hear me out.
He's hot.
When he was... Now, I don't know if I'm as into him.
I'm into him even more because now he's like...
But is it because he's Harry Styles or is no, it because of what he looks like?
No, because he's so like comfortable with the way he looks, he doesn't care about the way he looks.
Yeah, okay. That's fair enough then.
Yeah.
Okay, so the answer is yes, he's just hot. Your turn.
Is he hot or is he just an AFL player?
Oh, that's...
Or just an athlete in general. Just anyone who plays sports.
That's a really good one.
Or a musician.
Yeah.
You can take it on.
Is he hot or can he just sing?
True. Mm. Or can he just play the guitar?
Yeah.
Can he play the triangle? I don't know. Yeah. Any kind of instrumental bone in his body?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he hot or is he just wearing a suit?
Oh, true.
Mm.
Like a tux?
Yeah.
Love that. That was a good one.
What's next?
Is he hot or is he just wearing a backwards cap? Amy, don't laugh at me and tell me that's not true.
No, right? I'm not saying that. I'm laughing because it is true.
It's so true. Something about a backwards cap.
Yeah.
It's like not even shielding the sun. Sometimes I see boys, they're wearing a backwards cap and they're like squinting and like have their hand over their eyes.
Yeah.
Turn the cap around.
It's for fashion.
Yeah.
I just came up with another. Oh. Is he hot or does he just surf?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Or skate.
Mm. Just playing.
Is he hot or is he just a boy? Well.
The world will never know. Neither will we.
I think that's good.
And I need to pee. That was a wrap.
Oh, is he hot or is he just a rapper?
Eminem.
Is he hot or is he just an alcoholic? Is he hot or is he just a nicotine addict?
Is he hot or is he just on heroin?
Is he hot or does he just have an STD? Is he hot or is he just a Geelong supporter?
Ah, good one.
Mm. Is he hot or is he just a Collingwood supporter?
Is he hot or is he just missing his front teeth?
Oh, I was about to say that.
Okay, do you have any more before we wrap it up?
Nah.
Okay. Yeah, so if you have
all is he of hot those or is things, he just breathing?
Yeah. If you have all of those things, then you're a 10. Nothing can convince us otherwise.
Yeah.
He's like in a suit with a backwards cap, no teeth. Holding a football and a surfboard.
Oh my god.
Skateboard underfoot.
Yeah, love that. And anyway. People on TikTok always give us so much shit. They're like you're just judging boys, you're just bringing boys down when yeah. we're actually not.
No.
Okay, this little segment we did was very much not, but even so our TikTok like went really viral, like the boys' bedroom.
Yeah.
We were just making observations.
Yes.
Like it wasn't even, we weren't judging you. We were just observing. Yeah. And then everyone's like, what the fuck? Why are you, like who gave you the right to do all that?
Yeah. The one, we just posted one from last week's episode about
different boys on a night out.
Yeah, and what they wear. We didn't say anything about if he wears this, then he's an idiot.
Yeah, then he looks stupid.
Yeah, we literally just said, there's these kind of, like, this is the name of them and this is what they wear. Moving on, this is the name of them. And not, none of it, I thought it was offensive. Anyway, people were commenting
I deleted a lot of the comments.
Oh, I saw some that were like, yeah, judge boys more, like, blah, blah, blah. I was like, please, as if there aren't a million TikToks being like, why do all girls wear this and this and this and pose like this and do this?
No,
and
million TikToks impersonating girls. Yeah. Like, they'll put a sock on their head and impersonate girls.
Yeah.
And we think it's funny.
Yeah.
It's because, like, this is so generalized and, like, but, like, a lot of boys, like, can't take the joke.
Yeah.
They can't take the heat.
Yeah. Clearly.
And we're observing.
Exactly. Anyway. I feel like we've never said anything. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. But I feel like we've never said anything super offensive to anyone. Like, super offensive, yes. Super
There's offensive. There's going to be a clip, like, when we're big one day, like, in a couple of years, being like, we've never said anything offensive. And yeah, then
us being like, clip fuck being, you.
Yeah, like, oi, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Anyway,
so leave us alone on TikTok because I can't cry myself to sleep one more time. I'm kidding.
No, it's fine.
I actually don't care. It doesn't even affect me.
No,
anymore.
It just annoys me because I'm like, we're actually not judge. Like, we'll go in if you keep commenting that. Like, I'm gonna go in on you.
Yeah.
You know, like I will go ham.
We'll but plug like your specific TikTok and be like, what's with these shirts?
Yeah, literally, we will actually judge, but we're just observing.
Exactly. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
Moving on. Where we talk shit about boys in this next segment.
Sticky dates minus the pudding.
Now, if you don't know about this segment here on the AA meeting, it's a segment we have every single week where we shine the light on you guys and your bad dating experiences.
So you guys send in stories on Instagram and we pick some out every week, read them out and laugh about them.
Yep.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have our friends' stories. Sometimes we have our own stories.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We had 172 cases. Did I win? I think I did. Oh my God.
Oh. When we're getting out of lockdown.
172. I knew it was going to go up because it was the third day. So all the essential workers had to get tested. So I'm going to leave this one anonymous and we're only going to do three today.
Okay.
Because we've been getting sent a lot of like sticky dates.
That's good.
And yeah, it's good. But then like, I don't know what to choose. But so if you're not in the episode, sorry. And also like I'm trying to reply to everyone like as much as I can. But yeah, so I've chosen these ones for today's episode because they're kind of funny. So this one, it's short and simple. My first ever one night stand blamed himself finishing on a leg cramp.
What? What?
Anyway, and she wondered why he like didn't keep going when the leg cramp went away, but he didn't and he just went to sleep. And she goes, I didn't put two and two together until the next day.
Oh no. Did she say how long? Like it must have been.
No, she didn't say how long, but like it would have been so quick and then.
Oh no.
And he said it was a leg cramp. Oh, no, he was like, leg cramp. And then was just like, yeah, okay, let's cuddle.
Yeah, okay, bedtime. That's so funny. She would have been like, what?
I would have left. Oh God, that's funny. Okay, next one. another anonymous. Okay. I like it when I name and shame you guys. Anyway, so I've been talking to this guy on Tinder for 2 to 3 weeks. Nothing serious though. And he messaged and was like, let's go out for dinner and a cheeky sleepover at yours. And then she found out that like he lives with his nan, aunt, uncle and their two kids. So a pretty full house. So, oh, I think he asked to sleep over at her to sleep over at him.
piece? I don't really know. Anyway, she goes, I was weirded out for a bit because I didn't really want to be meeting this guy and his whole family for the first time.
Yeah, fair.
And then he was like, let's book a hotel. So she found that even weirder. Mm. One of her friends said that this is the kind of situation when people are either dating or like, I don't know, if you're a hooker or something, or if you want to get chopped up into little pieces.
Yeah, I was going to say, every bad Tinder date you see on the news where the girl died or the boy died or whatever was in a hotel room.
Yeah. Anyway, she goes, keep in mind, I haven't met this boy before.
Yeah.
And I said, oh my God, what did you do? And like, this was recent. She's like, I kind of just left him undelivered for like a day and then was like, oh, I have work at 7 the next day. Like, I can't. I'm sorry. And then she's just hoping that we go into a full lockdown.
The only person that can save her now is Gladys.
Yeah, literally.
That's so...
Oh, remember when the first lockdown happened and they were like, wherever you are as of like 10 p.m. tonight, yeah, you have to stay there. Imagine if you were at like some random's house, like you were at this person's house that you've only just been seeing, and then like you have to have the whole lockdown with them, but you're like, that's like the movie, yeah, Two Night Stand. Have you seen, yeah, that with the blizzard and, yeah, they get, yeah, locked inside?
Oh, that's a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they gave people enough time to like if you were in that situation, you'd be like, okay, peace out, I'm leaving.
Yeah, true. Okay, that's last hectic one.
All right.
I like these short and sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, another anonymous.
Guys. No, it's okay. We respect your privacy.
Yeah.
And like, we know who they are.
Yeah, and I like it because I know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh. Anyway, so she met this guy through some mutual friends and they started texting and she started to like him. So they decided to hang out one day. Went for a drive, got ice cream, and went to this really nice lookout, like at a bush track. It was lovely. And he started telling me about how he had planned our whole life together, our wedding, our kids, their names, our house, and like everything. And he went on to say that if I didn't go to his plan, then he would run away to the army. In brackets. Mind you, this was the first time meeting him. He followed this conversation up with telling me all about his ex-girlfriend and how she cheated on him and gave him chlamydia. I ended up ghosting him after that. Not my proudest moment. I think ghosting's applicable like in, yeah, that situation.
So I'm assuming he's, yeah, in the army now.
She goes, but I was so overwhelmed and I didn't have the heart to tell him I wasn't interested in him at all.
Oh, my God.
And I said, oh, my God, I hope you got rid of the chlamydia. And then she goes, well, he moved on to a new girl at my school and gave it to her. So glad I got out of that mess.
So he still had it?
Yeah.
Okay, he
that
needs
was a
to
series
watch,
of unfortunate events.
He needs to watch our episode where we talked about things to talk about on the first date because that was on that's the whole no-no list that, yeah, he just listed.
Oh, my Imagine God. Sitting there and he's, like, telling you, like, the name of your kids.
I would actually be physically sick.
He, like,
sick.
Pulls
I
out the list on his phone with, like, boy and girl names.
That is too... How do you see that much when you've just met... Like, I don't know, like, in the movies, they, like...
No, they don't, like, do that in the movies. Maybe if it's, like, a psycho movie.
Yeah, but there's, like, the whole you see them and you just know or whatever the heck. But, like, I don't think that is healthy, what he's done. Like, that is a little bit psychotic. If someone
he
came to me...
He just needed someone to vent to. He should have said it all to his therapist.
Yeah. If someone came to me on my first date and was like, yeah, our kids are going to be named this and our wedding's going to be in Bali, I would have actually vomited. Like, you know when, like, you feel sick about something,
yeah,
you've
nauseous,
just heard?
Yeah,
yeah. That would make me nauseous. I'm a little bit nauseous just thinking about it.
And then he throws in the ex-girlfriend and the chlamydia. That's, yeah, so funny.
Everything you're not supposed to talk, yeah, about. Everything. He didn't leave one stone unturned.
He got it all out.
Yeah, true.
You
I
know what
there's
I
no
really
surprises
want
now.
Is I really want... I don't think we've ever had a boy send in a sticky date.
True.
Boys, if you're listening, and I know you are because you DM us.
No,
that sounds weird. No, you DM us with like suggestions and stuff.
We may have... Oh, no. Prop toilet. Was a
boy. Oh, the prop toilet. Yeah, that was one of
first.
My favorite ones of sticky dates all,
yeah,
like all time history. But I want some boy ones because there's like girls are psycho.
Yeah. Yeah, we need some boy sticky dates. And
so
I know there are boy,
yeah,
listeners.
If you're a boy listening, please send us in one of your sticky dates. Or if you're a girl and you've dated a girl and this girl was psycho, send it in. I want to hear about those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's where the real tea is. That's the juicy stuff.
Well, we had a good run of them today. I liked those ones. Short and sweet, but also crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well done, guys.
Yeah,
the
good job.
The three anonymouses, is this? You know who you are. Round of applause.
We know who you are.
Shit we don't understand.
Shit we don't understand. Yeah. I was like, no, it's question of the podcast. Yeah, shit we don't understand.
I don't have any guesses, but today I'm guessing how a camera works.
I think I'm going to have to go to the toilet.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
That's it. Yeah, okay. So today I'm guessing how a camera works.
Mm-hmm.
Should I guess specifically, like, how it remembers the photo? Like,
no, like, how does it take the photo? Or do you know that?
No, I don't know anything. Put that on a t-shirt.
No, I don't know anything. Oh, God.
Okay, I'll guess how it takes a photo.
Okay.
I guess.
I just don't like the answer.
Is it boring?
Well, I just don't get it. I still don't get it. Like, that doesn't help, you know?
Okay. My first guess. Wait, do you have the answer there?
Yeah.
Makes sense? Okay. So my first guess is that I'm going to think of it like a digital camera.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. A film or a digital?
Yeah, digital. Are they different?
Slightly.
Okay. But I'm thinking like an actual, like a handheld, not like my phone camera.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like a Canon camera.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so my first guess is that maybe, so you see through the lens, and then I think maybe it just, you know how a TV is like a million little, what are they called? Little
pixels.
Maybe it just, because it's a something pixel, oh my gosh, I might be onto it. Okay, so maybe you look through the lens and it can see the whatever's through there, and then it remembers each pixel, the like color and whatever, when you press the button. It saves like as a code or something each pixel, and then it can reproduce that. Is that?
I like how you added in the code. Like, we always find some way to add in. There's code in.
And then the aliens come in.
Yeah. That was a really good guess, but like, no, that's not it.
Okay. Next guess is that.
Well, from my understanding, that's not it. It's not what it says here on the dummies website.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, my next guess is that. Maybe, okay, I'm going to go with the coding thing still because that seems to play a lot into all of this technical stuff. Instead of remembering each pixel, it transfers like the different colors and stuff into like a code, like a 010101. And so when you take the photo, it does that transfer and that's how it remembers it. And that's all I've got.
No.
No. Okay.
Don't think of remembering. Like, both of your guesses were, it sees this and it remembers it. How is it seeing it? That's more of the thing.
Maybe I learned this at school. No, that would be a film camera.
They're quite simple. They're like, they use the same thing. It's just the way that they're saved is different because a film obviously has film. Digital is saved digitally. Like, that's the only difference.
Okay. Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong thing, but I have this memory of learning something kind of like this at school, and there's like mirrors and stuff in there.
Maybe not mirrors, but keep going.
Like, it comes in and it reflects off, because also you look through the little hole at the top and the lens is down here. So then even how does it get up there? I think my last guess, I know that I'm not on the right track, is the lens image comes through the lens and reflects off something in the lens.
how, what is it using to reflect? Like, how is it coming in?
Something to do with light?
Yeah.
Maybe the camera, like, absorbs bits of light or something.
Keep going.
And then it is kind of like the barcode thing, how it depends on, like, if it's black or white, like, that's how much light it gives off. So, like, if you're taking a photo of a white wall, then it's, like, more light comes in and reflects off something. And I don't know the rest.
You're really close. We got there. I'm in my head, I was like, light. I think you picked it up.
I did. I got the...
Yeah, because I was like, this!
Okay, so what's the actual answer?
The actual answer is... Well, a digital camera uses a grid or an array of photo sensors, so that's mm-hmm. what's in it, to record the incoming pattern of light. Each sensor returns an electrical current when it's struck by the incoming light.
Right.
As opposed to a film camera, which uses a strip of light sensitive like that, coated with the silver.
The film thing. Stuff that yeah. you can't put in the sun.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't even want to know the answer, but like, then how does it get from there to, like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, how does it save it? But then I don't even want to know the answer, so it doesn't matter. Don't tell me.
The light thing's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. The rest is a bit of mumbo jumbo.
Okay. Because the amount of currents that's returned varies with the amount of light. Your digital camera's electronic can combine the different current levels into a pattern of data that represents the incoming light. In other words, an image in the form of a binary file.
Yeah, so isn't that the 01011101?
No.
Okay, well...
Then he goes, if you've read some of my other books... Then it goes on and on.
Okay, so all we need to know is that it's something to do with the light coming in.
I would think it's similar to the mirror.
Yeah, right. There you go. You really do learn something every day.
I still don't get it.
Me neither.
How is it there? How can I? Okay, especially with my phone.
Mm.
How are you there? But then you're here.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I can save it. Like, it's not like there's just a hole that I'm looking through. Do you know what I mean? And magnifying it on my phone. Like, no, I can save it. How does that happen?
I don't know, bro. Let's move on before I have a headache. Question of the podcast.
Question of the podcast.
Lovely.
Oh, it was cold and like the shivering just felt right.
Yeah. Nice. So we mentioned briefly before that we did watch the first episode of Bachelor Australia.
Yep. She's back, bitches.
Yeah, it came out this week.
Not on t-shirt.
We only watched the first episode. We have to catch up on the second one. Has it been more? I think that's it so far.
It's Wednesday, Thursdays.
Yeah. But we were having this chat the other night when we were watching the first episode. Because
well, yeah. So sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, why were we having the chat? And then it's because of all the intros.
Yeah. So the first episode of every Bachy season ever is whoever the bachelor or the bachelorette is stands at the door to the mansion, and then all the people come in and they have their own little intro. Yeah. And they do their own little thing to stand out and like be remembered by the Bachy.
Yeah. An icebreaker.
And so we were sitting here going, what would your icebreaker be? And so that's the question of the podcast today. If you're on The Bachelor, what would your icebreaker be?
Yeah.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, go for it.
Shots.
Shots.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Like, you need one. I think alcohol is a good idea because it lowers everyone's nerves. And two, you have to, like, stand there for a bit. Like, the ones that always do well are, like, the other night that girl had a glass of wine with him. Yeah. Or, like, that episode or that season where Ellie did, like, the fire thing. Like, something where
a campfire.
Yeah, where you have to sit there and talk to them for a while. And because it's a TV show and I'm assuming the budget for Bachy is endless, I would make Osha hand deliver espresso martinis to us on a platter, and that would be my intro, only because I would want an espresso martini.
Right.
Have you got any others?
Yeah, sure.
Any other ideas? If the producers are like, no, we don't like that, we've done it before, give us something new.
So no budget?
No budget.
They can just chop me in.
Yeah. Well, they bloody craned someone in the other night.
No, but like full chopper. Like I want to be like, you know, in the spy movies, how they're like being lowered, like dun, 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 like Mission Impossible. I want to do that on a chopper.
And they have to play the music.
Yeah. And then I'm like Catwoman or some shit.
Yeah.
And I come out and I'm like strutting down in like a black unitard.
Nice.
And I'm like, hey.
Because see, I think the thing is, you may not be picked by the Battery at the end. But if you can get on Australian television, land in a helicopter with Mission Impossible music and emerge looking like Catwoman, you've done your job. Like,
I think I want that one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Because then I could do some like turns and kicks and rolls and pretend I'm Catwoman.
Yeah, yeah. True. Like hide behind a tree. Yeah.
I'm like, meow. Start like licking my paw. Meow, 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 meow. Mr. G. What about yours? You got another one? No budget.
No budget. I can do whatever I want. I'm thinking like fire cannons. Have to have something to do with it. Mm. Maybe like, you know, the Hunger Games where they have the dress that's on fire, like the clothes that are on fire.
Girl on fire, yeah.
Girl on fire. Yeah, maybe I will have like a dress on fire and fire cannons and I just strut down and...
And you give him an extinguisher.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nice. And he has to extinguish me. You wouldn't forget that. Would you?
He catches fire. The whole set burns down.
You wouldn't forget that.
I was thinking something like that as well. Like maybe... Oh, I've got one.
Okay.
You have ice blocks.
Uh-huh.
Give them an ice block. And then you break it and you're like, now that we've broken the ice, time for the fire. And then fireworks pop out behind you.
That's amazing.
Thanks.
I think that's the winner. I don't know if I can top that.
Just think no budget. Fuck, man.
Yeah. But you know what? Sometimes
I would have ones... them carry me in on the Olympic torch.
Yeah, that's a good one. Angelo scare you in because his skateboarding career is
no over. You know those things from like the Egyptian days where they're like sitting on the daybed and like the four strong men, like I'm sitting on that.
Yeah You've got to come in with a bang, even though I was just about to say in the coffin. Yeah, they lower you, the door opens, you're like, hi Bachi,
you're like you just rise. Your love brought me back to life.
Oh god,
sorry, what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say sometimes the simple ones are good though. Like I know that we have no budget, but like the other night that girl did the thing with the tarot cards, that was kind of funny.
Yeah,
like something like that. It has to be original.
Yeah,
but funny I think is the way.
I hate when they bring food.
Yeah,
they're like, no offense to everyone, but like they're like, I'm Italian and my nonna taught me how to make this pasta and I made this for you.
Yeah.
It's like, save that for home visits.
Yeah, yeah, agreed.
Like, I want to see...
the Catwoman thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see you shoot a rifle into the sky and then drop it in
Ride
front of
in
you,
on
like
horse.
A microphone drop.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be something like that. Keep it interesting, ladies.
I want you to see... I want to see you, Amy, riding in on a Great Dane. Not a horse. A Great, Great Dane. Just a big dog.
You know what?
Or a leopard.
You know, you would be able to see and just keep going.
Hi, Batchy! You just go straight past.
I was going to say, next season of Batchy, we're going to see all these ideas. They're going to, the producers
they're
are watching,
gonna
they're
going
to steal them.
Yeah.
We've got some good stuff in here.
Fuck, man. No, but the other night I did say, like, I'd probably dance with him. That sounds weird, but like, because we're dancers, I'd want to do something that still resembles me.
Yeah.
And so you're not remembered as... how to do dance.
Yeah, because you don't really want to be remembered as the girl who rode in on a horse and shot a like, gun into the sky.
And shot her foot by accident. No, but I like the Catwoman now. That Catwoman one, I'm going with that. Being choppity in Mission Impossible, do some roly-polies, do some kicks.
Yeah.
Meow.
I want Osha to be a part of mine though. Maybe Osha piggybacks me in and I shoot.
You're riding on the back of Osha. Or Osha's like the horse and you're in a carriage behind.
Yeah.
He's like, you're like, with the espresso martini, he's like, spilling.
That's mine. Done.
And a rifle.
And a rifle.
I don't know why.
It just seems more exciting.
It's a shotgun.
Okay, well anyway, I think that's just about all we have today.
Oh, that smells good.
Yeah, toast. I'm going to go eat after this. So anyway, thanks so much for joining us for another week. If you've lasted this long, then thank you for sticking it out.
And we say it every week, like, go give us 5-star rating, go give us a review. Thank you to everyone who actually does.
Yeah, we went and looked at the Apple Podcast thing the other day.
Because we just say it like it's, you know, on the back of our hand.
Because we used to say it all the time and no one would rate anyway. So we were like, yeah, whatever. But yeah, I went and looked the other day and there are heaps of ratings there. So if you've rated, thank you so much. I'm going to start posting, now that I'm saying it, I have to do it because I forgot. I'm going to start posting them on our story every now and then. So yeah, if it's you, swipe up and let us know because it doesn't have like the Instagram handles on it. But anyway, so thank you so much for that.
And get us back into the top 25.
Yes.
For the Spotify charts. I want to be in the Apple Podcast top 25 as well.
We need another 1 million TikTok. I don't know if you guys can really help with that, but hey, all hands on deck.
Yes. Follow us on Instagram, send in your sticky dates.
Yep.
Follow us on TikTok, follow our own Instagram.
Yeah, please.
Subscribe to our YouTube, thumbs up our YouTube, leave a comment below. And go buy Manscaped.
Yeah, don't forget code AA meeting for 20% off. And free shipping.
Yeah.
At manscaped.com. Excuse me. I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see you on the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make a outro catchphrase.
Ready? Are we going to say it at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye, besties, and stay sexy. You.
Welcome to my up home. I'm Lil Shorty. These my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics. Let's go.